Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like Ukraine is about to get more help in its fight against Russia. The Senate is expected to approve a $40 billion bill as soon as today. The House already taking action, boosting President Biden's initial request to add additional military and humanitarian aid. President Biden expected to sign the bill quickly. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and is only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close tomorrow as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Biden about the situation yesterday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. Six other states are also battling large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ballots are continuing to be counted today from the busiest primary election so far this year. 5 states voted yesterday, and 4 will have Senate showdowns this November. But 2 of them are still too close to call. That includes the GOP nomination in Pennsylvania and Oregon. In Pennsylvania, businessman David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz are running less than 0.5% apart. Dr. Oz says Pennsylvania can be at the forefront on many issues.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
In North Carolina, Democrat Sherry Beasley will face off against Republican Ted Budd, who was endorsed by former President Trump. And in Kentucky, Democrat Charles Booker will try to unseat Senator Rand Paul. In the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat took a 1-0 lead over the Boston Celtics Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden is calling out those who promote great replacement theory, the belief that white Americans are being systematically replaced by immigrants and minorities. While speaking in Buffalo yesterday, Biden warned that media and politics were radicalizing angry, lost, and isolated individuals into believing the theory. Flashing back to 2015, when then Vice President Biden said in a few years, whites will be in the minority.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. See, there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Amber Heard wrapped up 4 days of testimony Tuesday in ex-husband Johnny Depp's defamation suit against her. Under cross-examination, Heard testified about a fight the couple had in Australia in 2015. step is suing Heard for $50 million over an op-ed she wrote referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Happy Wednesday hump day. It is all over the country. Good to have you with us. Good to have Rick Manning, as always. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think the Supreme Court justices are all putting in a resident change. They're going to move to Florida because DeSantis signed a measure outlawing protests outside of Floridians' homes. I mean, just a little common sense thing, you know. I mean, everybody, what's going to happen is the country's going to tilt, you know, on its lower right axis as, you know, millions of more people come to the free state of Florida.
Well, you know, it's demographically it already is. So might as well put the power centers there also. But it is a listen, in both Maryland and Virginia, the Republican governors in both of those states have been pretty aggressively calling on the Department of Justice to do their job and enforce the law related to not trying to intimidate law officials. Mm-hmm. It's protesting in front of Supreme Court justices at homes is illegal now,
right,
and under federal law. And so the question I think it really exists is whether or not those Republican governors in Maryland and Virginia are going to take the steps to try to protect those justices that happen to have their homes in Maryland or Virginia. And in doing so, mm-hmm. do the federal government's job.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, here we are. I mean, if it's not down in Texas or Arizona trying to protect the border because the government won't do its job. And it's interesting is that each time this happens, it's a Democratic president and Democratic controlled Congress that, abandons constitutional law. I mean, just on its face, Rick, I mean, you can't do this to judges, to intimidate judges. It was bad enough that Barack Obama got away with it with Justice Roberts with Obamacare. But this is getting ludicrous. I mean, the American people, you know, either we have the rule of law or we don't.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. And it's frustrating because you can ask a question very clearly and say whether or not we do have a rule of law. But it's this is pretty clear cut. And in terms of protecting the justices. But, you know, one of the things that I think is most compelling here is that the new justices, the justice in waiting, Ketanji Jackson Brown, Brown Jackson, sorry.
I know. Well, hey, I keep hearing music whenever you say her name.
I know. It just messed me up.
No, I know. You know what happens? It messes you up, and then I get it. And I started doing it. And it's like.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She's a contagion. But she sits there and she gets asked about this, and she doesn't condemn protesting at the justices' homes.
No.
She accepts it. She says, oh, this is shocking. She doesn't condemn the leaking of the draft mm-hmm. decision. She says, oh, this is unprecedented and shocking, but she doesn't condemn it. And so the real shocking thing about all this is the justices, all eight of them who were there, right, who will be there next term, now have a justice who's coming in who effectively accepts the leaking of decisions, effectively mm-hmm. accepts the concept of protest at their front doors. And I don't know how you put, you know, Humpty Dumpty is a very, very difficult
right.
to get back together again.
Exactly.
And the ability to work across, philosophical lines in a kind of a workplace environment that is dependent upon comity, COMITY, not
right.
EY, is essential for the Supreme Court to work. Mm-hmm. And as Clarence Thomas said this weekend, institutions are being battered in such a way that he doesn't know that how long they can survive. And this is
exactly. He thinks they're irrecoverable.
The institution of the Supreme Court. And the fact the already approved nominee, already confirmed nominee won't condemn this. One wonders.
Yeah.
If,
and of course she's got covering.
If she had not been confirmed in advance, mm-hmm. what her attitude would have been when asked by members of Congress and by the Senate, and whether or not she would have had 50 votes plus one. To be able to be confirmed, because quite often I don't think she would have. So she had, and so this unprecedented confirming somebody before the seat is even open concept has now led to a justice admitting that she doesn't agree with the rules of conduct of the Supreme Court after mm-hmm. being confirmed, but before taking the seat.
So what kind of issues is she going to cause now as a Supreme Court judge? The other thing, too, Rick, that we've brought out is that, you know, Supreme Court Justice Roberts, you know, where is he in the condemnation of this? Where are the rest of the judges? They should be shoulder to shoulder, back to back in outrage over this. It just shouldn't be Clarence Thomas or Alito. I mean, they should all, as one voice, be speaking out against this. And what are we, 3 weeks, 4 weeks down the road, and we still don't know who leaked it? I mean, all this stuff is quite telling. And you have Ketanji Brown Jackson, as you said, in a very laissez-faire attitude about this stuff. I mean, you know, going back to her confirmation, I mean, this is just absurd on its face. Here you have a woman that can't even define who a woman is. She's already made it clear from her past judgments that she has accommodation for pedophilia. And this is what we're putting on the highest court in the land because she happens to check some boxes. I mean, I'll tell you, there's some other boxes, as there are with any ideologue like this, that become unintentional and revealed. Well, those are unintended consequences. Well, it's a little late. She's got a life term, job and position here on the high court. And how much of a mess is she going to create?
Yeah, this is one that I think that particularly the Romney and I think Murkowski also voted for her.
Mm-hmm.
That they have to be held accountable on it. Those senators who voted for her in advance before they had to really need to be held accountable, because that was part of their information gathering process. So the
exactly.
period before confirmation, mm-hmm. there was no urgency to confirm her. And, mm-hmm. but they rushed through the confirmation. She's not on the court now. She won't be on the court until the end of June. And the fact that she's revealed herself to be, a radical who won't condemn breaking the institution is somebody, it just tells you how bad of a choice she mm-hmm. was and how bad she will be once on the court.
Exactly. How about somebody that would defend the Constitution? You see, and the thing is, I'm very disappointed in Collins, Susan Collins. I saw this as a makeup for Kavanaugh. You know, and she felt like she owed that part maybe of her base a little makeup here. So we're going to give KBJ a walkthrough. Thank you very much. We've got more from Rick Manning after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
So how surprised were you last night with the primaries, huh? Boy, interesting, to say the least. And a tight one there in Pennsylvania, we knew it would be. Rick Manning is with us. Rick, of course, is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, what did you make of everything? Boy, there, a lot of everything. Sorry.
Yeah.
Threw that in.
Yeah. It's a couple of ones that I was watching, and it wasn't, you know, everybody was focused on the, you know, Oz and the hedge fund guy up in
right.
Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett for Senate. And you know, I will tell you the, you know, still remains to be seen what's going on in terms of the GOP Senate primary. I think we may have, we may be, you know, looking 2 weeks from now as they're counting votes and finding votes and stuff. But the ones I was interested in, I think the gubernatorial in Pennsylvania is probably, in terms of 2024, the more significant race. Mm-hmm. Because you have a very strong supporter of President Trump and a supporter of trying to make sure we get elections right, Doug Mastriani, who won the Senate, the gubernatorial nomination.
Yeah. Mastriano?
Yeah. Which means it's going to put that gubernatorial race is going to put election integrity squarely as a primary issue in the general election of 2022.
Well, you and I talked about this. Pennsylvania's become voter fraud capital of the planet here. I think the people are about fed up with this stuff, and they don't like this moniker. And here it is. This is their opportunity to do something about it. And Mastriano, I mean, this is not going to be an easy job because you're talking, you know, legacy voter fraud here, Rick.
Yeah, you're talking legacy voter fraud. And on top of that, the redistricting in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, which is dominated by Democrat appointees, effectively chose a map for the state house that is unfriendly to the incumbent Republicans who are currently in the majority in both the House and the Senate. So it's going to be a battle royale in Pennsylvania. And depending on what happens in the state house and the Senate, the state house races and the gubernatorial race, may play a massive role as to who gets elected president, because if you leave the election system the way it is, we know what happens. We know what happens in Philadelphia, what happens in Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh. So that's one that I'm just fascinated by.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point here, Rick, real quick. And I was looking to see vote counts. I haven't quite seen all the vote counts yet to see if the American voter was dispirited, especially in some of these districts. The 2,000 mules brought a lot of sunlight on, you know, that they were so loaded up with voter fraud that may have just said, hey, why vote? It doesn't matter anyway. They're going to cheat. And so I was curious to look at the numbers, and I haven't quite seen them a breakdown yet.
We were looking last night, at least early on in North Carolina. They had a lot of results come in pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And what we looked at was Republican turnout versus Democrat turnout. So, you know, North Carolina is the target. It's going to be a bellwether state in a lot of ways. You have a competitive Senate race there, which the Republican incumbent, Richard Burr, fortunately decided not to come back. And so a conservative, Ted Budd, has replaced the Republican nominee, which is great news. Mm-hmm. The abortion issue is going to play really big in North Carolina. The state of Jesse Helms and Billy Graham, quite honestly, is pretty purple when it comes to that because they developed the tech industry. And, you know, they have Research Triangle and much more liberal urban centers. So they are, so it's really a battle royale in North Carolina philosophically. The turnout appeared, at least early on, it really appeared that Republicans were turning out and Democrats weren't turning out in the same numbers. And that's that's really, and they both had competitive races at the top. So that was a really, really important kind of bellwether there. So I think as we get all the votes in, and the thing to look at, and it's too early to do this analysis overall, but the thing to look at is, did Republicans turn out in primaries versus Democrats?
Did
states allow independents to vote? Did the independents vote in the Republican side, or did they choose to vote in the Democrat side? It kind of shows where their allegiances are lying And so so taking a look at those kind of things, I think my initial glance at it from maybe about 11 o'clock last night was when I stopped looking, was that Republicans turned out.
What about the any kind of things that were done in 2020? I know this is a primary, so maybe not so evident, but, you know, some of the key indicators of voter fraud. I mean, you know, some of these states still held on to the Dominion hardware, which is interesting to me. And I don't know if they went and, you know, if the state election officials went in and removed all the modems out of the Dominion machine in order to make sure there was no question whatsoever that they had Internet access. That's kind of gotten quiet. And so you wonder about those things, you know?
Yeah, I have not. A lot of these states, and a lot of them are Republican-run, still have Dominion machines in them. I strongly suspect, unless ordered to, they did not. Essentially, they just flushed the data from and totally, you know, purged the old data, and they came in and just used the same machines. And listen, it isn't a flaw that Dominion machines have a modem in them and are, you know, transmitting vote tallies over the internet. It's a feature. It's something that they wanted. And it's ironic that after 2016, with all the claims about you know, Russian interference in the elections, one of the saving graces was that it was very, very hard to interfere with the elections in that manner because they weren't connected through the internet. Well, that the Democrats fixed that, and by fixed I mean screwed it up. And yes. So everybody decided, oh yeah, let's have it done over the internet. And I don't think that's changed. In most places, even ones where we've aggressively engaged in voter fraud efforts.
But why would they continue to lie to us about that? I mean, you know, the owners of Dominion, you know, they sit before Congress and say, oh, there's no, there's no connection with the Internet. And they go, well, what do you call this? Looks like a modem to me, you know. And
why do they lie? They lie because the truth is.
Because they're liars. Because they're liars. That's what it comes down to. It's like, they're on another objective, and they don't care if they mess up our system and compromise our government, all because some of them think, because they were so convinced that Donald Trump, the only way he could have won was because Putin had elected him. And that became a urban legend in their own minds. It occupied so much of their cerebellum that it rendered themselves stupid, as Jordan Peterson would say.
100% correct. One great thing I want people to look at is Idaho's attorney general race. Idaho sit on his hands as attorney general, long-time incumbent, got voted out by Republican challenger Raul Labrador. It's time for attorney generals. People are expecting the state attorney general to start standing up and fighting for people's rights. And that
exactly.
All revolved around whether or not Idaho's attorney general was going to be involved in defending Idaho citizens against federal government abuses. So,
is this a bellwether indicator, Rick? We got about 20 seconds left. Is this?
It's a huge deal.
Exactly.
It's a huge deal. It's a shift in a quantum shift in how attorney generals are expected to do their job. So it really
exactly.
Matters.
Well. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Manning, right here on the show. Thank you, Rick.
Aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important
important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like Ukraine is about to get more help in its fight against Russia. The Senate is expected to approve a $40 billion bill as soon as today. The House already taking action, boosting President Biden's initial request to add additional military and humanitarian aid. President Biden expected to sign the bill quickly. The nation's biggest wildfire is growing in New Mexico. It's up to about 300,000 acres and is only 26% contained. Several more counties are on standby for possible evacuations, and two national forests in the state will close tomorrow as a precaution. The governor spoke to President Biden about the situation yesterday after he approved a disaster declaration earlier this month. Six other states are also battling large wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You know, we drive ourselves nuts looking at what Joe Biden and this administration is doing. It is so counter anything that we know about winning and being successful. And I don't blame you for being frustrated, but look at some 81 million elected, supposedly elected him president. And as I tell everybody all the time, it is experience that defines preference. I don't know how much more experience we needed. I mean, we saw Biden in action with Barack Obama, and this is Barack Obama administration 2.0. Let's double down and really fundamentally transform this country into a non-existent constitutional republic, the way I see it. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. I mean, this is what's happening. I mean, we're abandoning everything that our Constitution stands for. And Biden's ignorant rigidity for the left wing's failed climate agenda, for example, in releasing reserve oil while canceling high profile oil and gas leases, now has put Americans in even more danger at the gas pump. And here to tell us more about it is the founder of JunkScience.com, author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. Steve Malloy is back with us. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Well, Steve, it is that frustrating, you know, for America. I talk to people and you know, and I try to calm them down, you know, get them out of their ideology for a moment and say, okay, help me understand. Give me some concrete, reasonable logic as to why we would abandon our energy independence. And,
yeah,
and they have no answer. Go ahead.
Right. You know, so we're paying record gas prices now. And the only solution is to increase the supply of oil on the global market. The only nation that could really do that is the U.S. because, you know, OPEC, of course, doesn't want to. And
well, OPEC's a little ticked, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, we really kind of stuck, well, not we, but Joe Biden stuck his finger in their eye and, you know, kind of insulted them. And now all of a sudden is going hat in hand. I mean, we just send a contingent to the UAE to say, help, you know, we need oil, you know, and here we've mistreated them and they're cozying up to China.
Yeah, look, 40 years ago, you know, or more than 40 years ago when Jimmy Carter was president, you know, asking OPEC for more oil was maybe a reasonable policy because there was nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. But we have all the oil capacity in the world, and we have essentially an infinite supply of oil that Joe Biden doesn't want to tap because, as you pointed out, of his climate agenda. You know, mm-hmm. not only did he cancel leases last week, but he's also in federal court arguing that he doesn't have to do any more leasing on federal lands because of climate. Then he's got his Federal Energy Regulatory Commission trying to block new pipelines, which, of course, you know, if you produce oil but can't transport it, what's the mm-hmm. point?
Exactly.
He wants to be able to block pipelines based on climate, like he did with Keystone XL. I have never seen a president in my lifetime, and I cannot think of one in U.S. history, that has actually worked against the interests of the American people. I can't think of a politician that has ever done this.
This is diabolical, isn't it, Steve? I mean, I don't know what else to call it. I mean, it's not even shameful. It's not incompetent. I mean, if you say it's incompetent, you give them some kind of credit for some level of competence. But, I mean, this is a planned agenda, and this is what we keep trying to remind everybody, is if you listen to the spokesman, Klaus Schwab and others from the World Economic Forum, and you hear the echoes out of the Beltway, you go, these guys are tied at the hip here. They're on the same agenda. And this is why the Trump, you know, America First and anybody else that supports an America First agenda is antithetical. And boy, they get very mean spirited and they will cancel you in a heartbeat. And they're going to do everything they can to make it seem a lot worse. You know, you're going to be a domestic terrorist in any other kind of name that could put your own safety and your own freedom in jeopardy, Steve.
Yeah. You know, when you look at the totality of what Biden is doing, you know, I'd like for someone to explain to me how this is consistent with his oath of office. And, you know, the really sad part,
exactly.
The tragic part is that, you know, we're stuck with this probably until, you know, January 2025, unless Republicans can capture enough seats, you know, this November in both houses, which is, you know, going to be tough. And then get rid of Biden Harris. I mean, oh my God, what are we going to do? Because this guy is bent on wrecking our country for, you know, God only knows what the actual reason is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly not constitutional. You're exactly right, Steve. I mean, he, just like Barack Obama, and I said, well, what did they do? They had their fingers crossed when they took the oath of office? I mean, where are they protecting the interests of American people? And the oath that says that they will defend us against enemies, foreign and domestic. Our southern border is wide open. 162 countries and counting are representative in these illegal immigrants that are coming across. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we've got, you know, new families that are scrambling, driving in some cases hundreds of miles for baby formula. And Biden's sending pallets of baby formula to support the illegal immigrants coming across the border. And guess what? They're paying nothing for it. And some of our own citizens are paying up to a couple hundred bucks for it.
And the border is about a week away from getting worse with Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got inflation that is just rampant, the worst in 40 years, caused because of Biden's energy policy. The guy is doing absolutely nothing to reduce gas prices. This, you know, these ridiculous, you know, dribbles that he from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Are only, you know, weakening the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and they're not doing anything to the price of gas. I mean, since he's been releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, gas prices have just gone north because he's not, you know, there's not enough oil in there to make a difference in gas prices. The only thing that would matter would be unleashing the U.S. energy industry. And you know what? It's only going to get worse because, you know, now that Biden's climate agenda has failed in Congress, he's got the EPA lined up.
Oh, yeah.
Or taking action. And that's what's coming in 2023.
Mm. Well, it's all about empowering these three-letter agencies, the EPA, like you said. And this is, again, was Barack Obama's strategy. And so everything was done by executive edict. And we're going to have 2.5 years of this. And unless there's a major change in the control of Congress, and not only a major control, but even an ideology that the incoming replacements, everybody thinks, well, it's, just Republicans, but we know about the rhinos. We know about the squishy, Republicans who come in and, they fall victim to the system. The system tells them right away, look, it's not about the people's agenda. It's about your agenda. At the top of your agenda is getting reelected. So all that stuff is subordinated. And this is what compromises the whole process. And I think the system is so broken that we're fooling ourselves to think that even if there is this red wave that happens, because the Republicans have had control. In fact, they had control under Trump. White House, both houses of Congress, and what did they do? And people go, well, John McCain, but it shouldn't have been down to John McCain and his and his silly thumb up or down. I mean, that's absurd that we had to count on John McCain. But, okay, be that as it may, we lost an opportunity here. But it's the system itself that you would have that many Republicans, undermining constitutional law and rule and that which is going to benefit we the people.
Yeah, the verb that comes to mind for the Trump years is squander.
Yes, exactly.
The Republicans had and President Trump had tremendous opportunities, but they were all squandered because we have, there are a lot of Republicans who are just squishes. I mean, the Republican Party is actually the two-party system. Mm-hmm. There's people on the right, and there's people on the left. And Democrats have just turned into this, communist party bent on destruction of America. And that's
exactly
what Joe Biden is leading. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think enough Republicans really understand. They still give Democrats the benefit of the doubt. They still often call them liberals. I mean, these people are not liberals. There's nothing liberal about them. They are hardcore communists. They want to destroy our country. They want to destroy all the institutions. Look at what they're doing to the Supreme Court now because they'll actually have the opportunity to vote on abortion.
Yeah.
It's totally insane, Bill.
Oh, get ready. Get ready for, let's pack the court now. Let's get that back in the narrative. And, of course, that's already started up, too, because when they don't get their way, boy, everybody's got hell to pay. Steve Malloy, he's the founder of JunkScience.com, author of Scare Pollution. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill and kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A court has ruled against detained immigrants. It says they have fewer rights. Let me give you a little background of the story, and Chris Chmielinski is going to join us in just a moment. Jose de la Cruz Espinoza, according to this report, came to the U.S. when he was 14. He and his wife run a landscaping business today in Delaware and have four children, all U.S. citizens. On February the 9th of 2020, at his brother's house in Bel Air, Maryland, Espinoza got into a loud argument. His daughter called 911. Espinoza, 28, as we said, was ultimately released on his own recognizance, but he was immediately picked up by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and an immigration judge ruled that he would have to pay a $20,000 bond to stay out of jail while fighting deportation. Now, unlike in criminal court, and I'm reading according to this report here, where the government has to prove that a person is a danger or a flight risk to keep them detained pending the adjudication of their legal case, the burden is on the immigration detainees to convince a judge that they are neither. They also must make their case without a right to counsel, unlike defendants in criminal proceedings. Now, if immigration detainees are granted bond, they must pay it all up front, and the court is not required to consider their ability to pay. As I mentioned, Chris Chmielinski is with us to break this down and help us understand exactly what's going on. He is the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Help us understand what's going on here.
Yeah, this is a pretty good ruling for on the side of enforcement. To put it plainly, the open borders folks, what they want is they want every single person who's in the country illegally and somehow gets detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They want that person to not only have access to an attorney, but access to a government paid attorney. So These are people that are not U.S. citizens. They broke our immigration laws, entered our country illegally, or overstayed a visa. It shouldn't be the responsibility of taxpayers to provide these folks with lawyers. But this is what they want. They just want to keep on giving them more and more and more benefits. This is gonna help, because typically what happens is an immigration attorney knows what all the loopholes are. So they're gonna find those loopholes and do everything they possibly can to keep this person who is in line to be deported, an immigration judge has determined that this person is deportable, they're going to find a way to allow this person that the immigration lawyer is going to find one of the loopholes to use mm-hmm. to keep their client in the country for as long as possible, if not indefinitely.
Exactly.
And then the second thing is, you know.
Well, hang on one sec before we get to the second thing.
Sure.
People need to pause here for just a second because we're talking human beings here. Because our system is so incompetent, you know, we've created this very thing that's causing an inordinate amount of pain. I mean, here's a family. You know, the senior comes in. He's undocumented. He comes in illegally. He assimilates. He has children now that are citizens. He has four kids. He's got a family, and he's got a business. So on the surface, it all sounds hunky-dory here, except his hunky and his dory are out of line because he's here illegally. And because our system has accommodated this illegality, now the American people are, you know, we're backed up against the wall with our hearts bleeding and having compassion for this circumstance. But we didn't create this problem. He created it, and our, our go-along government that has allowed and accommodated this kind of illegal activity. Is that fair?
Yeah, that is fair. And you know, kudos to the defense for trying to find one of the most sympathetic cases that they can find. You know, the point is that probably, you know, one out of every thousand of these cases have a story similar to this one, a background story similar to this one. The rest of them are, you know, single adult males who are in the country illegally with no family connections, no family here. They're just, you know, doing odd jobs under the table in the black labor market, under the black market for labor. You know,
I feel
from Americans, they get detected and an immigration judge rules that they should be deported.
And I feel for these kids because what are their kids going to do? They've only known America. It's not their fault. I get that. But I mean, there's such a law is called the fruit from the poisonous tree. So if the root is bad, then anything associated with that is not good either. But yet we accommodate the fruit of the poisonous tree in certain issues, but here in this case we can't talk about that because we're, you know, it's amazing how compassionate sometimes we can be and human-like at times, but yet not so. I guess it just depends on, you know, the topic and the agenda that's being driven at the time. But, you know, it all comes back to, Chris, and you and I have been talking about this from day one. It's law and order. Either you have law and order or you don't. And if you accommodate lawlessness, this is what you get. And you're in a situation where, you know, you don't have the wisdom of Solomon, and you've got to cut the baby in two here, right?
Right. And there are, let's be clear, too, that there are discretionary powers written into the law, both for the immigration judges and for the Department of Homeland Security under this case. So you can get parole, for example, from the Department of Homeland Security on a case-by-case basis for humanitarian purposes, and this might be one of those instances where that could be granted. The problem is they're abusing that parole left and right. You know,
you've got
new reports out that, you know, we had 230,000 apprehensions in the month of April, and more than 100,000 of them were released into the United States. Guess what? DHS paroled all those folks in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if the Biden administration wasn't abusing their discretionary power over this, you know, they may find some more sympathetic ears. And you know, maybe this is the case where they could parole the individual. But because, again, they're using it in such a careless way to deal with masses of illegal border crossers, it makes people like us a little less appear to be a little less sympathetic. But
yeah, you know, well, they're making us exactly. They're making us this way. This is what's so disgusting about this, Chris. I mean, is that we have a heart for people, but they're causing us to do this, you know, and to think like this, and we don't like it. We don't like to feel like we're greedy when we are the most generous nation on the planet already, and it's this government that's doing everything to make us look bad, to not even offer a credible remedy, because all these people that you're talking about, these hundreds, thousands of people that have come in and are now living in the interior, it's not at their expense, it's our expense. And then on top of that, right now with, the lack of product on the shelves and, baby formula, and the Biden administration sends all kinds of baby formula to the southern border to illegal immigrants. And we've got, tax-paying citizens, patriots of our country, that are driving around for hours looking for baby formula because of their incompetence. They knew this stuff was coming down the pike for over a year, Chris, for over a year. And I got to tell you, I don't know. 2024 cannot come fast enough, and I don't know if there's a provision to recall a president of the United States, but I got to tell you, the people have about had it. With the it's not even competence. Like I said, we give them too much credit by even, suggesting there's some level of competence. And this is a plan, diabolical communist effort to destroy everything about America, our Constitution, and the American people. Trevor Loudon said long ago, and my good friend Tennessee Bob reminded me of this, when he said, Bill, he says, I'm going to give it to you straight. He says, there are well over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists who are elected and in our federal government right now.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing with this example and throughout all these things that have happened in the world of immigration and what's happening down on the border over the last several months is, we have laws in place. You mentioned law and order. We've got laws in place. They don't like the laws. So they're trying to find sympathetic judges who will unilaterally use their judicial authority to change the law or reinterpret the way that the law is written. There's a simple way. Just change the law. They have the power. They've got the votes in the Senate. They have the leadership, the ability to do stuff in the Senate. They have a majority in the House.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
Just like Roe v. Wade. I mean, all these years they had the opportunity to codify the law. They chose not to because they didn't want to, man up, woman up to deal with this hard issue. And so now here they are, and at the last minute they're doing a Hail Mary pass into the end zone in hopes that they might be able to, and even then to codify it, they were really rewriting the law. They wanted to codify it plus. I mean, they wanted to supersize Roe v. Wade. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And what ended up happening, they didn't have the votes. And that's one of the reasons why they're trying to use the judicial branch to change some of these things. Because they don't have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
So
they don't want to go through a process. They don't want to go through what we the people want them to go through. Our Constitution was designed in such a way that things did not turn on a dime. And judge activism does that. It expedites the situation. And when we have policies that are expedited, when they're not of an emergency nature, and even then you have to be careful, because look at the unintended consequences that we're still suffering today because of the Patriot Act, right?
Right, right.
Just a mere example, because this is just what our government does. And I say our government, and these guys are attorneys. They know how to play the game, like you said. They know with pretzel logic how to twist things around. I mean, look what they did for the 2020 election, and that should give you every indication that you need to know as to look at if they get fixated on a particular end game. Objective, they're going to see it through painfully at our expense, right, Chris?
That's right. Yep.
Well, he's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, the one and only Chris Chmielinski. Thank you, Chris.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarra, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the